Good day and welcome to Vijaya Diagnostic Q2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Chalke from JM Financial. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I am Amit Chalke and on behalf of JM Financial, I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of you to the 2Q FY26 earnings call of Vijaya Diagnostic Center. At the outset, I would like to thank the management of Vijaya Diagnostic for giving us an opportunity to host the call. We look forward to having an engaging and insightful discussion on the company's quarterly performance and outlook. From the company, we have with us today Ms. Supritha Reddy, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Siva Ramaraju, Vice President Operations, and Mr. Dhiren Gala, Assistant General Manager, Strategy and Investor Relations. With that, I will now hand over call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Amai, for hosting the call. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining the call. I would like to begin by sharing an update on our operational and financial performance for the quarter and the half year ended September 30, 2025. The consolidated revenue for the current quarter stood at 202 crores, reflecting a revenue growth rate of 10.2% year-on-year and 7.2% quarter-on-quarter. This growth was primarily driven by an 8.3% year-on-year increase in the test volumes. Our EBITDA margin for the quarter ended stood as strong at 40.6%, reflecting the resilience of our business model with a minimal drag and an encouraging performance from the newly launched hub centers this year. PAT margin was also very healthy at 21.5%. Moving to the half-yearly performance, consolidated revenue stood at INR 390 crores, reflecting a healthy year-on-year growth of around 15% in line with our guidance. EBITDA was INR 155 crores, translating to a margin of 40%, while PAT stood at around 82 crores with a margin of 21%. Vijaya commenced Q3 FY26 on a very positive note, witnessing a notable increase in footfalls and revenue across the network. Regarding the merger, we have received the NCLT approval order in October for Medinova Diagnostic Services Limited with the company, effective April 1, 2024. I'm also happy to share that our Yelahanka Hub Center in Bengaluru achieved break-even within just two quarters of operations, well ahead of the projected one-year timeline. This strong performance underscores the growing demand of high-quality integrated diagnostics in the region. Our HSR layout hub center is also progressing well and is on track to reach break-even ahead of the plan. Building on this momentum, we have finalized the lease for our flagship center at Bannerghatta, Bengaluru. This upcoming facility will feature an automated lab and advanced radiology infrastructure, including PET CT with cardiac CT. Moving on to other expansion updates, I'm pleased to announce the successful launch of our hub center in Kasba, Kolkata during this quarter, marking a third hub center launch in West Bengal this year. Two additional hubs in the state are on track to be commissioned in Q3 FY26. The hubs that commenced operations in Krishnanagar and Barasat last quarter are progressing well and expected to achieve break-even ahead of the estimated time. In line with our strategy to strengthen our presence across our Tier 2 locations within our core markets, we have operationalized two new hub centers at Nandyal in AP and Khammam in Telangana. We have also begun to see an uptick in volumes across both existing and new centers in Pune PH over the past 2 months. To conclude, we are encouraged by the strong response to the Vijaya brand in new markets and remain committed to expanding our network through new hubs and spokes across the regions that we operate in. That's all from my side. I would now request the moderator to open the line for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Nancy Yadav from Algro. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I just wanted to clarify a number. Could you just tell me the net debt or net cash number for September end?
So the surplus cash as at 30th September 2025 is around 235 crores, excluding the deferred capital creditors balance. The actual cash balance is around 295 crores.
Sorry, so this is excluding the
deferred capital creditors arrangement.
All right.
For our equipment vendor.
Understood. Thank you a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anshul from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Hope I'm audible.
Hi, Anshul. Good evening.
Great. First question is on our Q2 performance. While this is a seasonally strong quarter, I understand even for the industry, this was slightly muted. But anything particular to call out in the current quarter why our performance has sort of dipped?
So, Anshul, yes, you know, entire India had a great monsoon. But what we've experienced in the regions where we are present is that because of the continuous rain, there was, you know, lower incidence of monsoon-related diseases. And that's why, you know, there was a little bit of muted growth. Secondly, you know, a little bit of growth was also impacted during last week of September because of the festive season coming slightly early this time around. And also thirdly, we are also looking at a higher base where last year we grew at 23% year on year. So these three, you know, put together resulted in slightly lower growth this time around. Having said that, we have time and again stated that this, we need to look into this business from a full year perspective and not just the quarter. So I think, you know, as ma'am stated, Q3, we are looking at increased footfalls across our network. So we are hopeful for a good Q3.
And just to add, Anshul, to what Dhiren said, if you actually break down the revenue and see, we still grew at higher double digit in radiology. So the radiology revenue growth was about 16%. The drag actually happened in pathology because last year we had a lot of dengue and malaria related cases, which was not the case in the current financial year. Because of the base effect and also because of generally monsoons are very, like Q2 is very strong, but that this time we did not see the fever related testing. So that was one reason why the growth is slightly muted. But otherwise, if you see on the radiology segment, we still grew at 16%. And the early Q3, you know, to whatever period that the early Q3, the numbers are slightly encouraging. We are back on track as per our guidance.
Got it. While ma'am did allude that, you know, Pune region seems to be doing well, but any insights or any color that whether we expect quicker, faster than expected break-even, just like in Bangalore or Kolkata?
For Pune, probably I would stick to our timelines and be a little conservative there on the timelines because it's something that we acquired. I've told you that we had a lot of cleanup that we've been doing. It was a conscious decision to make sure that we let go of certain clients because of payment issues, all the debtors, all of that, right? So if we actually look at Pune, like I've mentioned, there is an uptick there in the last 2 months. It's looking positive. So I would still give it the time that we've mentioned earlier, and we're very confident that Pune will also grow. But Bangalore, because it was a new geography, Anshul, I said a year, and it's broken even much earlier. So that's kind of encouraging for us to open a lot more hubs than probably what we've mentioned. So Pune, we will stick to our guidance that I've given earlier, and Bangalore, you'll be seeing a few more hubs coming in.
Got it very clear. Just one last question from my end. Gross margins seem to have contracted despite radiology growth being strong on a Y-on-Y basis. Could you help me understand the reason for this? On a Q-on-Q basis, sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, gross margins, if you just compare year-on-year, they've actually increased from 87.2% to around 88%, and that is largely because of the hub additions which we have done since past 1 year. And I think...
And also, Anshul, there is slight increase in the input costs, you know, from many of the vendors, which we still did not take any price hike for that. Since, you know, there is also a reduction in the GST, right? Maybe in the coming quarters, we'll see the benefit again. So, yes, you know, in the current financial year, because of the dollar fluctuation, etc., there was a slight increase in the input cost from the vendors. That is one of the reasons why, you know, you see the slight contraction from Q1 to Q2.
Also, Anshul, what happens is in Q2, in absolute terms, although the growth for the pathology segment was lower, in absolute terms, the pathology number is higher. So that's why you see a little bit of contraction when you compare quarter-on-quarter, Q1 versus Q2.
Got it. Very useful. Many thanks. I'll rejoin the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aksha from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. So I have two set of questions. One is what has been the growth rate on an organic basis and inorganic basis? And second question is of late we are seeing a number of players like Redcliffe, Tata 1MG launching testing packages, you know, for the GLP weight loss management program. So any color on these? Thank you.
So on the growth rates, you know, it is on the consolidated. Last year also PH was part of the base, right? So, you know, organically it is, you know, should whatever growth that gives you 10 points on is just organic growth, right? If I have to exclude PH and C, you will see maybe 50 bips more growth if you see on a standalone basis. And yes,
On the GLP front, yes, we have been hearing a lot of reports that the impact is expected to be positive, but the magnitude of impact is something which we are yet to assess, and we will kind of see how things evolve. Most of the parameters which are included in the GLP drug package, especially before, you know, the treatment, are already part of a few of our existing comprehensive wellness packages. So once we, you know, hear, you know, and experience demand picking up, then we will definitely be ready with packages exclusive for GLP for pre, during and post treatment phase.
So actually we do about close to almost over 10,000 walk-ins a day. And in the last few months with all of this going on about GLP-1, we haven't seen a single request come in either from a customer walk-in or a consultant or probably a CME that would have been conducted for us from any of the endocrines or the doctors to actually say what goes into a package. So all of these packages that we see in the market today are varied in kinds of testing. So there's something that they've come up with. So we would like to give some time, understand this, get some guidance from the specialist and the clinician, and then probably look at how we would want to address this.
Okay, ma'am. That was useful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishna Raj from Equity Health Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question was the revenue per patient of Vijay far higher compared to the national players. I just wanted to understand what is that Vijay is doing different.
Sorry to interrupt. Your line is breaking. Could you please come to a network area so that we can hear you clearly?
Better now.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Krishna, can you hear us?
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, so my question was the revenue per patient of Vijay is higher compared to the national players. I just wanted to know what is that Vijay is doing different from the peers that we have a higher number, and also what are the factors that would drive revenue per patient?
So Krishna, the basic fundamental difference is that we are a 95% over B2C company with a mix of both radiology and pathology in a ratio of almost 60-40, with all of our patients actually walking in into our facilities. If you are saying national players, I'm assuming that some of the other labs mostly do B2B samples and have B2C customer bases in their co-geographies. Because of the radiology and pathology mix and being a direct B2C driven company, the per revenue mix per patient is higher. So that is a key differentiator here. And I'm sorry, I didn't get your second question.
How should I see, what would be the factor that would make this number higher if going forward?
So that will be a function of, the hubs and spokes. The more the number of hubs we open, definitely the advanced radiology proportion will be higher. And that's why that will definitely increase, and obviously increase in the realization. But if you see our history historically, we have just done a 1 to 1.5% of price increase every year. So yeah, these are the two factors which will help increase revenue. But,
yeah. My second question was, so this was same what the previous participant asked. So the opportunity for diagnostics, do you see more number of volumes that can come in when the patent of the weight loss drugs goes in from next year?
Can you repeat?
Krishna, I think, like we said, I think we have to wait and see. But otherwise, yes, any new change that comes will ideally be positive for diagnostics, because if somebody is undergoing a new treatment, to check the effectiveness of treatment, obviously they have to undergo more testing. So, to comment on the real numbers, I think we have to wait and watch for now.
Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abdul Kader Purnawala from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Well, my first question is with regards to the slowdown what we have witnessed in the Hyderabad market in terms of our revenues, going in low single digit. So anything to read here, or this is mainly on account of the seasonality what you just spoke about?
Abdul, like we said, it is about the seasonality, because, if you see again within the radiology, we still grew at more than 16%, at a company level. So the actual it happened in the pathology segment, and last year in the base, organically we grew at 23%, where pathology was dominating because of fever-related testing, which was not the case in the current year. And that specifically happened, like Dhiren mentioned, it specifically happened in the month of August and the last 10 days of September, because of, the festive season coming early. Like we said in Q4, right, you also have seen Q4 slightly lower than the number that we guide. But at a year level, always we are performing better than our guidance. So that is the reason we always say we have to see this business at a year level. But we are very confident in the coming quarters we'll do better than what we are guiding.
Okay. So just next on, your guidance. So are we holding on to the 17-18% top-line growth and EBITDA margin guidance of 38-39% for the full year?
Abdul, right from our IPO days, our guidance has remained the same. So we are comfortable guiding at 15% CAGR over the next 3 years. Obviously, you know, every quarter you might see year on year, maybe we deliver 16, 17 or sometimes 14, 13 as well. But, sure. You know, as far as our comfort is concerned, we are comfortable at 15%. Although we have again time and again stated that internally the work is going on to deliver a better growth number.
And in terms of EBITDA, for this financial year, you know, if you remember, we guided about 38 to 38 and a half. But because the new centers are performing well, right, in the last quarter, we delivered about 39.1, this quarter at 40 point, at a H1 level, it was about 40%. So I think more or less, for this financial year, we'll be, you know, surpassing the guidance on the EBITDA margin.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devane from Marcellus Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, Devane.
Yeah. My question was regarding Pune. So I can see the revenue has declined in this quarter despite adding 4 centers in the last 2 quarters. So anything you can, you know, share about that? And also, if you can share any numbers on how the new hub centers in Pune are ramping up.
So, Devan, if you see the last 2 quarters, yes, you know, right from Q4, there was a revenue dip. You know, the dip is was actually coming down. So, if you actually see Q2, you know, similarly like the way that happened in Hyderabad, you know, if you see Q2 of last year, Pune did really well because again, monsoon related testing. This year, in spite of in spite of pathology not growing much, because of the Kalyanagar just opened in the month of end of May, and the real operation started from the month of June. Like I say, full fledged operation started from the month of June. So these centers took, like ma'am mentioned, took some time. We started seeing uptick in numbers only from the last 2 months. Because you are seeing quarter as a whole, yes, there is a dip of 2% in revenue, which was 5% in the last quarter and more than about close to 7-8% in Q4. So if you see, I think 2 quarters from now is when you'll see the actual growth, coming from Pune. But quarter on quarter, we are getting better. Like we said, you know, it was a conscious call that we have to clean up, by letting go of a few of the clients. And coming to the new centers, Ambega, which was opened in the month of March, early April. So that center, we are very confident that it will break even within less than one year. Maybe it may happen by 10th month is what we feel right now. So similarly, Kalyanagar, which started full-fledged operations in the month of June, I think by next June, we are confident that it will break even.
Okay, understood. And when do you plan to resume new center addition in Pune?
Sorry?
When do you plan to resume new center addition in Pune?
I would like to wait, definitely, Devin, on adding a few more hub centers, spokes. In fact, as we speak, I think the team is looking at certain locations and you will see certain spokes come up. But hub addition probably will take some time. We are going to wait for both of these centers to actually settle down and only then look at adding any more hubs in Pune.
Okay, understand. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Hitendra Pradhan from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I hope I'm audible. So my question was related to the GST input thing that you mentioned earlier. So are you observing any cost, related to the GST reform?
Mr. Pradhan, the business itself is a GST exempt business. And on top of that, if you look at our pricing, we've always been growing only with volumes, not with an increase in price. And if you look at advanced and high-end radiology, there hasn't been an increase in price for over almost 5 to 6 years. So we will have to look at this and then probably see what the impact is and then take a call. So So we are basically always saying that we would like to grow on volumes and not on price increase. So there hasn't been other than a 1 to 2% price increase on all of these tests, mostly related to lab over the years. So we will definitely have to give it some time.
And like we told you, so there was certain parameter where the input cost has gone up, but still we did not increase the pricing of the test, yes.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Surya Patra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, ma'am. My first question is on, let's say, the radiology growth. So I was thinking that this quarter, the radiology growth, likewise the pathology, will be seeing some impact due to so many kind of national holidays, you know, whether the Dashera, Lukapucha and all that. Hello?
We're not able to hear you properly, so could you repeat the question, please?
Hello.
Sorry, Surya, you're not audible.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. So my question was about the thinking that
Sorry to interrupt, but Mr. Surya, please kindly connect data because your connection does not seem stable. Thank you so much. Please connect from a network area. Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Shivam from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Shivam.
So ma'am, I have just one question. So basically, in your opening remarks, you have mentioned that you are focusing more hubs in the Bangalore because of achieving break-even faster than the expected timeline. So just wanted to know that have we finalized any numbers on that or how are we looking at the Bangalore market as a whole?
Bangalore market as a whole, we've mentioned earlier, you'll be seeing about 4 to 5 hubs in total coming, out of which 2 hubs have already come. So you'll see another 3, out of which Bannerghatta has already finalized. It's a state-of-the-art center. It'll be the flagship center for Bangalore, with an advanced PET CT, with a cardiac MR. It's a full-fledged center. You'll also see a couple more hubs come, and we're simultaneously looking at adding spokes also in our core geographies and in the Bangalore and the Kolkata markets as well. So overall, our guidance of the 4 to 5 hubs and the 10 to 12 spokes, you will see probably by this year end as guided earlier.
Understood, ma'am. So is that addition will likely to be continued in FY27 also going forward?
Yes.
Like total number.
Yeah, this is actually for your next year, right? This is for your next financial year.
Okay, understood. And one more question on my side. So what was the capex number that we are expecting for the second of FY26?
So the capex number would be 160 crores. Okay, and we've actually incurred majority of the capex by H1 FY26. So that will be the capex number. And then for FY27, the capex is likely to be anywhere between 100 to 120 crores.
Okay. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Gupta from ACMIIL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible? Loud and
clear. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, first question is regarding the industry as a whole. We're seeing the couple of quarters good growth. So what's now the industry competitiveness? Any price cutting from the competitors to get the market share and all these things?
So, sorry, I missed your name. So,
Karan.
Karan, so I think on the industry competitiveness, there is no much change, right? So, we have seen different types of competition from, you know, standalone players, from pathology chains to the new age players, right? And also the discounted players. I don't think, at least for the last three, four quarters, I would say it is status quo. So, it is a similar competition that we are seeing from the markets that we are operating in, all right? And coming to the market share, et cetera, these numbers are something that we also get from many firms, but we are not sure about any exact number. So because different research firms have different projections, right? So, but overall, if you see at a country level, they say that this diagnostic market is expected to grow at 11 to 13%. Right, and whereas we are growing slightly at 15 to 17%. So again, we'll have to wait and see for these numbers, because every year they publish slightly different number with 1-2% here and there. But otherwise, on the competitiveness, I don't think there is much of a change that or any new competition that would have come in the last four quarters.
Okay, and for this direct-to-customer channel, we have 93% kind of share. So in the future, do we think that we are diluting this, maybe some percentage to go to B2B side, this kind of change in strategy to get the market share more growth? Or is it we are sticking with this B2C channel?
No, Karan, you know, we have been, you know, focusing on B2C. 92% is B2C, so we don't foresee significant dilution in that proportion going forward as well.
Any single comfortable thing can you share of the repeat patients from the existing network hospitals? Because obviously you will connect it with the hospitals and they are referring to you guys. So any metrics that we can share?
Very sorry, but we're unable to hear you. There's a lot of disturbance.
Hello. Now I think it's clear. So, just saying one thing. Any metric that we can track that the hospitals are referring the patients to you? So repeat patients, numbers, or anything kind of this number. But obviously the hospitals are referring patients to you guys in the B2C side. So anything?
Hospitals do not refer patients to us, Karan. A customer who is basically walking into a hospital probably decides, because in India, diagnostics is an out-of-pocket expense. The customer decides where he would like to go, pay, and get his test performed. The customer who is actually undergoing the test decides that he would like to come to us. Hospitals do not send these cases to us. The cases that the hospitals send to us are called corporate tie-ups, which we do have with 100, 150 kind of bedded nursing homes, and that's something that they send. That does not come in this B2C portion that we are talking about. This is a customer base where the customer is choosing to walk into one of the Vijaya Diagnostics and get his test performed.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. So I have a few set of questions. So just wanted to understand firstly on the total revenue or total growth front, right? So like you said earlier in the call that, you know, the growth, the growth outlook is looking better so far. So can you explain it in terms of the operational metrics, like how do you see the volume and the realization panning out in terms of, you know, the growth when you say the growth is looking better? And is the growth uniform across the geographies where we operate, or is any one particular geography driving the growth?
So, you know, if you look at this quarter year on year, you know, the volume growth has been close to 8.2-8.3%, and the realization growth has been around 1.8%. Okay, but if you look at our overall guidance or our yearly number, out of the 15% revenue, around 13% is volume growth, and 1.5-2% is the realization growth.
And coming to your other question, so if you basically see, significant investments are going into outside Hyderabad, right? So while Hyderabad continue to grow, right, because we are investing in Bangalore, Kolkata, you know, West Bengal and Pune, right, you will also see the growth, the higher growth in volumes coming from these geographies, because a lot of investments are going into this market.
Understood, understood. So just in terms of these geographies, right, so firstly, coming to the Bangalore geography, so like, what do you see the core factors being, you know, contributing to the Bangalore growth, and like, how do you see the growth panning out in Bangalore, and similarly, so firstly for Bangalore, yeah, then I'll ask for other cities.
Bangalore, we just launched Bangalore 6 months back, right? So ideally, you know, for the first 1.5 years, obviously with volume is when you grow, because there is no scope of taking any price increase in the first 1.5 years, right? Because we just started our operation, right? So obviously it is a volume growth that will drive the revenue in Bangalore. And as and when we open more and more centers, you'll see more growth coming from this market. Similarly, in Kolkata, you know, there was one center, you know, other than Medino, there was one center on the name of Vijaya, right? And then we just launched 3 more centers, and we're going to launch 2 more centers. So for the next at least 1-1.5 years, you know, the growth actually will be driven by volume, not by price, as we are, you know, putting more and more hubs in this geography. Similarly, in Pune, you know, we, after taking over PH, right, we just launched 2 hubs and 2 spokes, and we're looking out for a few more spokes. You know, even in this geography, the price is not going to, we will not take the price route, it will be the volume route. See, overall, if you see in Hyderabad as well, right, we being present for more than 45 years in this market, you know, our concentration was never on price, it was always on the volume. So I think in the near term future, in the near term, maybe like 1-2 years in the near term, the growth, whatever you see across these markets, would be volume and not by price.
Okay. So just 2 questions on this side. Firstly, do we see, and I understand realization is not what you're looking for in terms of growing your revenues, but do we see any price hikes in the near term? And secondly, just wanted to understand in terms of the break-even timelines in each of these cities, right, the non-Hyderabad cities. Could you throw some light on that as well?
Any new geography, Vivek, kind of a guidance that we give on a break-even is 1 year, because it's a new geography. It also takes a little bit of time to stabilize. These 2 centers have broken even earlier does not mean that the guidance would change. It's going to be 1 year. And in terms of price increase in the future, that would probably depend on a lot of things. Like Shiva's mentioned earlier, if there's too much of impact on the input pricing because of this dollar fluctuation, then there's not going to be any other route than to probably take a slight increase. But we are waiting and holding on to that for the time being, because we've always wanted to be affordable and the lowest in the markets that we operate in and in the landscape that we are in. So we will not be able to probably give you a confirmation whether there will be an increase in pricing. We'll just have to wait and watch. Also, what happens is an importing of the equipment. Sometimes there's a certain margin that we can play around with, but if there's too much of increase in the equipment cost itself, then obviously there's going to be a little bit of differentiation in the pricing in that particular month.
Understood. So what you said in terms of break-even, right, that usually across cities it's 1 year, right? So during that time period, I mean, what's the impact on the P&L side of things in terms of, you know, whenever we launch a new center? So if you could throw some light on that.
So it all depends on the number of centers and the geographies that we launch. You know, like we said, you know, we thought we estimated the track for the current year because since the plan is to launch 10 hub centers, right? We estimated a drag of 1 to 1.5%. But if you actually see, because the centers, you know, are performing better than expected, the overall drag is less than 0.5%. And still we are able to deliver that 40% margin. Right? It all depends on the timing and the number of centers that we launch. But if it is like one center per quarter, you may not see much drag, on a consolidated EBITDA number.
So this drag that you say of 0.5%, this is for which period and how many number of centers that have opened?
So that is like, you know, in the last 9 months, we opened close to 10 centers, you know, all the 10 centers put together. Right, and these centers came in during different times. You know, one center opened in the month of April, two in May, two in June.
And also, irrespective of the time, Vivek, what happens is these were all hubs and not spokes, and we were also basically looking at that drive because we said we will hire in advance and train because these were all different new geographies that will have to simultaneously and operate. And because of that, also that you're seeing Bangalore probably took over very quickly and started doing well because these people were already well-trained in Hyderabad in one of the bigger centers. So it depends on the number of hubs and the timing that they would open in.
And also when we talk about the break-even, right, we should rent as part of our expenditure, but the EBITDA that you see on the P&L that we publish is because of the Ind AS effect, you don't see your rent is part of depreciation and interest. So, you know, when we say there is a drag in the absolute terms, you may not see the similar drag on the EBITDA that we report.
Could you please repeat the part where you said about the rent and where it's included in the P&L? I guess your voice broke in between.
You know, according to this Ind AS 116 standard, right, the leases are part, leases get capitalized as a long-term asset and then
by
the way of interest, we charge to the PMS, right? So, but when we talk about break-even of 1 year, we include rent as an expenditure and then we say that, you know, we have broken even, right? So, when let's say if the actual drag is, say, 1%, you may not see that on the EBITDA that we report. Because rent is below EBITDA,
right.
You know, as per the report.
Right. Understood. So, any outlook from your end on the margin side of things for FY27? And also, I see in your presentation that you have highlighted till H1, like how many hubs you are planning to launch. Could you throw some light on the second half of FY27 as well? Along with the outlook on margins?
So, since we are going to open two more hubs, you know, we just opened two hubs in the last month, one in Nandyal and one in... and we are opening two more in Q3 of FY26. Considering all that, you know, we are still confident that we'll be closer to 40% EBITDA for the next half, which would be anything between 39.5 to 40% EBITDA.
And for FY27?
For FY27 also, because the overall capex is, you know, anywhere between 100 to 120 crores, which is lower than FY26, the EBITDA margin is likely to be around 40%.
Because by the time many of the centers that we opened in the current year will break even, right? So you will see a slight increase in EBITDA margin.
Got it. I guess you had said this earlier, but if you could provide your projected capex for FY26.
Yeah, so FY26, the capex for the new centers is around 160 crores.
This is for this is in the second half, right?
No, for the entire FY26.
Okay.
So the new centers, 160 crores.
Okay.
And I'm saying that it incurred majority of the capex by H1 itself.
Okay, got it. Got it. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Surya Patra from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, my first question was on the growth side. So, in fact, on the radiology growth, this quarter we have seen around 20% growth, which is really strong, I believe, considering the kind of a national holiday festive season what we have seen in this quarter. So, what has really helped it, or do you think it is a normalized performance despite the relatively weaker season?
So, firstly, the growth year-on-year is about 16% plus on the radiology. And, you know, like you rightly said, yes, you know, to certain extent, the growth was impacted by the national holidays. But at the same time, if you see in the last 1 year, we opened, you know, more hubs, right? Close to in the last nine months to 1 year, we opened more than 10 hubs, right? Like, and you've seen centers like Bangalore and Kolkata performing well. And like we say, you know, whenever we open, launch a new hub, you know, for the first 1 year, the revenue is generally dominated by radiology. In the first 6 months, in fact, the advanced radiology dominates, you know, it will be like 70% of the total revenue being contributed by that hub. Because of these reasons, you know, you still see the radiology revenue being strong, you know, with, in spite of a dull season, you still see the revenue growth from radiology at, you know, 16% plus.
Yeah, I got it, sir. Sir, can you just clarify the kind of center mix? See, in fact, Hyderabad, is it 995? Rest of Andhra and Telangana, it is 33. 22 Pune, Kolkata, around 7. And balance is 2.
Kolkata is 5 at the moment. We'll be opening 2 in Q3. So that will add to 7. That will be by the end of this year.
Okay.
Bangalore is 2 as of now.
Okay, fine. So, sir, in fact, here in case of Pune, see the revenue per center, if I see. So, we have been obviously seeing a kind of a steady progress, but it is still much lower compared to the kind of a normalized revenue per center what we have in the other places. So, is it because of the lower number of hubs that we are having in Pune? And whenever that hubs will be added, then subsequently the revenue per center will improve. In some sense, when we can see improvement to the normalized level, and what are the triggers for that?
No. So Sujay, it's not because of that. So Pune is an acquired asset, and when we acquired the Pune, having three hubs, three spokes. And the rest of the centers are pure collection centers where, you know, out of the 20-plus centers that we have now, only we have 5 hubs, 5 spokes, and the rest of the centers are collection centers, where all these centers contribute only 5% of Pune's revenue. So ideally, in Vijaya Center, we don't have only collection centers, but since it is an acquired asset, we acquired this collection center as part of the acquisition. So that is the reason if you divide the revenue of the centers and see, it'll look like, it will be lower than the company's average. But otherwise, if you see Pune, if you see the existing network, the old network, only on the hubs and spokes, is more or less in line with what we have in our core geographies.
Okay. Regards to Bangalore entry, so obviously that we have, looking at the kind of population density of Bangalore, and we have already successfully penetrated there with 2 centers in Bangalore. Could you give some sense, given the kind of success story what we have already built here in Hyderabad, so over a period of, let's say, 3 years, how big and how substantial or how successful this Bangalore can be for Vijaya?
So Bangalore is going to be a very long-term play. So, in Hyderabad, I think we took a lot of time to come to this stage. Obviously, yes, I understand, considering the current, bandwidth and the teams and the capital that we have, right? And because of, Bangalore giving us the right feel, and there's a lot of vacuum for a branded diagnostic centers. So like ma'am said, we already finalized 1 flagship center and looking for 2 more hubs, right? I think by end of FY27, which is like, 1.5 years from now, from 2 hubs we may move to 5 hubs, and parallelly, like ma'am said, we'll be looking for spokes.
But again, you know, even if you see our earlier conversations on Kolkata, right, when we said 2-3, but finally we finalized about 7 hubs now. As and when the opportunity, we will be lookout for the locations. As and when the opportunity comes, we will be taking these properties on leases. It is sometimes about finding the right property in the right location. That also matters when you're a B2C business. So that way, if you see, it's going to be a long-term plan, but at least you will see, you know, 2 hubs becoming 5 hubs by end of FY27.
Okay. And can you give some sense about the competitive scenario in Bangalore, sir? Whether you are facing more competition from, or it is not that so, if you consider your home market, that is Hyderabad.
All of the markets are competitive. None of the markets are not non-competitive. The landscape remains the same. And in Bangalore, because it's also more in terms of it works like Hyderabad, you have a lot of chains, smaller localized chains that have 4 to 6 branches integrated in nature, but probably also keep considering the kind of traffic and the chaos and the lifestyle of Bangalore itself, every region has a player. And we were pretty strategic in probably choosing our locations in Bangalore. We did a lot of study, went into what we would go to the market with. We chose locations where there was no 3 Tesla, there was no cardiac CT, there was some differentiation that we took. We wanted to give it some time, build out the business. And that's worked well, and that's how we're also going to be looking at newer areas in Bangalore. All of the markets, including Calcutta, there is intense competition, but we are a differentiated player. We do not keep changing what we do. We're good at what we do, that is specialized advanced radiology with pathology work.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Just last one point regards to pathology. So we have obviously seen a kind of relatively weak season against a strong season last year. Also rain was one of the factor. So is it fair to believe that the acute season of the Q2 got shifted to Q3 and hence one should anticipate a relatively stronger Q3 than the normalized trend?
I should say that we had a healthy season and we should be happy about it. And not say I would anticipate and be optimistic about a sick season. So I'm not assuming that. I'm thinking we will have a normalized Q3 as usual. And that's also a reason why we said we are confident about that 15% on an overall year level growth. So we should be happy that we were healthy and there's a lot more water in India.
So sure, ma'am. Yeah, thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit Gupta from Centrum. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible, Sumit.
Yes, sir. I just want to understand on the market share aspect in the four markets of, let's say, Hyderabad and then and how the trend has been. In terms of volume share or overall market share in radiology and pathology segment?
Sumit, you know, like we said, we don't have any recent reports. You know, the reports that, you know, we are basically tracking were 2 years old. You know, if you go by the reports, the numbers will not change as of now. So we still feel that, you know, we are less than 15% of the overall Hyderabad market, including hospitals. Maybe if we move hospitals, then it will be slightly higher. And the other markets, you know, we are at very nascent stage, right? So market share, because Kolkata, all that we just entered, it's been 2 years, and Bangalore is a very recent entry. We don't have any reports, you know, from the past 2 years, either in FY24 or 25, for us to comment on the market share.
Okay. But in the radiology segment, we'll be having higher market share, right, in, let's say, Hyderabad market?
So again, Sumit, so basically if you see all the old reports, you know, they go generally at a country level or a state level. The revenue, even the volume size, there may be a lot of difference, but in terms of revenue, if pathology is about 50-55%, radiology is considered to be 45-50%, right? But whereas for us, pathology is about 65%. So ideally in that scenario, if you see, our radiology share will be lower than pathology share. For also the other reasons, because in Hyderabad, you know, all the competitors, if you take to player number 2 to 10, 15, everybody is integrated in nature.
Yeah.
right? And we have a few hubs with a lot of spokes, whereas many of the other integrated players are more in hubs, where the radiology revenue dominates for them. Right, and also there is a lot of pricing differential, you know, in terms of radiology when you see in hospitals. Because with all these factors, even though we don't have anything concrete in hand, we feel that, you know, radiology share will be slightly lower when compared to pathology.
Understood. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajendra Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Rajendra has dropped their lines, so we'll go to the next participant. Mr. Rishi Modi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Supratha, can you hear me?
Yes, Rishi.
Hi. So, Supratha, two quick questions for you, and then I have some for Dhiren, which I'll take it offline. On the Pune front, right, you just mentioned your Bangalore broke even kind of early because it was the Hyderabad team leading the operations to a more smoother functioning.
I'm sorry, I'm not able to hear you now. Breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was saying you mentioned your Bangalore break even was partly attributable to your Hyderabad team leading the operations there. Pune, from what I understand, is a newer team now. Just wanted to understand, is this similar Hyderabad team relocating to Pune, or you've hired some locals, and how confident are you? Like, I'm just trying to understand the dynamics there.
Bangalore was not a Hyderabad team moving there. Bangalore was a entire Bangalore team probably spending close to 3 months in Hyderabad getting trained to be able to handle and run that geography. So that is also a reason why in the last quarter we said there will be a slight drag, right? When you are opening 8 to 10 hubs, you will also need that level of staff to be trained in your co-market to be able to operate in these different geographies. So the entire Bangalore team, even though the centers were opened within probably Yelahanka and HSR 10 days apart, the team was appointed almost 4 months earlier and sitting in Hyderabad, actually in one of the centers. Pune was an acquired center, and Pune saw a lot of people actually go from Hyderabad to help them settle down, unlike Bangalore, which is an existing center with almost 20-plus years of legacy there. So these are two different things, and Pune is something that we will want to probably train the existing team, right? We cannot move them to Hyderabad. And Pune also had a lot of business that they did on their terms when they were running it. So now streamlining those processes, probably cleaning it up, getting certain things into place, even though we would have changed the back-end ERP and all of the systems, getting the actual operational workforce to think and align to the central team takes a little bit of time. And there's a large team that actually spends time in Pune doing all of this. And that's the reason why we opened two hub centers, which we had guided earlier, that we will give it some time to stabilize. And once that is done, we will see a lot more centers opening up. And the older centers in Pune to grow have capacity issues. They are all 3,000 to 4,500 square feet centers, where you will see the entire load come in the morning because of the fasting requirement. So there is no other way to grow the old existing centers. And at the same time, I will have to add newer spokes, which is what we are doing. And also aligning the team to think as per the central team's requirements. In fact, the lab team spends a lot of time from Hyderabad and Pune even today.
Got it. All right. So maybe a matter of 2-3 quarters when we start seeing some double digits.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Second, I wanted to understand, you know, there's been a bit of attrition at the KMP level within the group over the last year and a half, I would say. Just wanted to understand now with some sort of, I don't know, I wouldn't call it vacuum, but some space created in that KMP layer, how does that alter your center
addition? You know how attrition has been in every level in our industry, but if you see, actually, the CTO is kind of unfortunate to see that he's exiting, but he comes with a lot of extensive experience in the IT industry itself, right? So when he was coming in itself, it was, even though however vocal and transparent you are, sometimes it's their core interest. So today I think probably he feels that AI is something that he is interested in, and when intent to want to learn and grow and that appetite is in their own field, then nothing much that probably I could do. So that's definitely very unfortunate. Shiva has family, so it doesn't matter whether he's here, he moves on. Shiva came in about 7-8 years back. He's played multiple roles, worn multiple hands, has done different things. So I don't know how I'll fill Shiva's vacuum, but there's at the same time a lot of people you've been seeing at different layers. And we've always told you and the team that we hire, whenever we see good talent, that will continue. But there's a lot of mid-level and senior mid-level teams that we've built over the years. So they're all there. There's not too much to worry about, but he's family now. That's something I cannot probably say anything.
I understand that, but like if I have to think of it to say, like at least till last year, we had the confidence that, you know, opening 15 centers was now more of an easier job, and maybe the team can move to say a 20 center per year addition. Do you think
so, Rishi,
now
the,
that
probably the KMPs that we're talking about were never part of the growth strategy, because it's more of probably handling the operational and the IT strategy, right? So the technology bit was something that we've been time and again saying that we would like to invest and grow it, and that's when we said we will bring in a CTO of that kind of caliber. So we will continue to do that. We will bring in somebody in that position as soon as possible, and that's a separate thing that we would look at. And if you say 15 centers was easy then, I wouldn't say it was very easy then. It won't be easy now also, but 15 centers is something that we are very confident about. I was hoping that probably we'll get to a level where we do a little more than that.
And we do the spokes.
We do the spokes. And the entire year of your FY25 and 26 was about adding the base of hubs. And Vijaya has never seen addition of so many hubs earlier. So once these stabilize and break even, so we'll see a lot more in FY27, 28, 28, 29 room, probably to see a lot more spokes coming in. And none of these departures would probably make an effect in that growth plan for sure. There's definitely talent that is required. We will continue to keep taking people, adding people, irrespective of whether we have people on board. So that shouldn't be probably a worry for anyone to say that there's a gap there, there's a vacuum there for growth. Definitely no.
Okay, got it. That's encouraging to hear. Thanks. Siren, I'll reach out to you offline for some numbers.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. We have reached to the end of the question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Supritha Reddy for closing comments. Please go ahead.
I would like to thank everyone for attending the call. Should you need any further clarifications or any other information about the company, please feel free to reach us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Vijaya Diagnostic and GM Financial Institutional Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.